Bill Gertz writes for the Washington Free Beacon and the Washington Times from time to time. I war, essentially terrorism in the or the warfare in the age of terrorism and high tech is a terrific book. I think I mixed up the title there, but I'll correct it on the backside. And Bill Gertz joins us here on WDLS. First, as an entree into our conversation, here is H.R. McMaster explaining that what the president did in releasing a little bit of information that was given to us by the Israelis to the Russians was wholly appropriate.
Are you denying that he revealed information that was given to the U.S. by an intelligence partner?
So what we don't do is discuss what is and what wasn't classified. What I will tell you is in the context of that discussion, what the president discussed with the foreign minister was wholly appropriate to that conversation and is consistent with the routine sharing of information between the president and any leaders with whom he's engaged.
Let's start there with Bill Gertz from the Washington Free Beacon. Bill, do you concur that it was not at all problematic for the Israelis or our intelligence agencies for the president to just give a code word to the Russians?
Well, yeah, I mean, based on what McMaster said versus what the Washington Post and New York Times reported, I'm going to go with McMaster. I mean, clearly what he said was that there was nothing inappropriate. The newspapers, quoting anonymous officials, including both current and former officials who seem to be on a kind of a counter-revolution against Trump, are saying that he disclosed highly classified information. That's not the case. When you weigh the who's right on this, I think the best thing would be for the White House to release what they call the memorandum of conversation. I saw one of those way back in 96 when someone leaked me a copy of Bill Clinton's talks with Boris Yeltsin, the Russian leader. So they need to get this out there. I think that's what's really needed.
Bill Gertz's latest book is I War, War and Peace in the Information Age. It is a terrific read. I'm sorry, I butchered the title.
You know, you look at a guy like McMaster, you know, three-star general. It would seem to me that if, you know, I'm going to go with his word on this, that everything is okay or seems to be in order. Do you concur?
Yeah, and this is part of a string of anti-Trump propaganda stories that have been appearing in these major news outlets. Just last week, we had the New York Times coming out and saying that the fired FBI director Comey had asked for more resources for the Russia investigation. Well, the Justice Department and the acting FBI director said it wasn't true. So we're getting a lot of misinformation coming out. It's obvious that these anonymous sources have an axe to grind, and they're going after the president and trying to distract the administration from its mission. They want to see some kind of a personnel shakeup in the White House.
But, Bill, you know, on the other side of the coin, obviously, when the White House said Comey had lost the faith of the rank and file of the FBI, that the acting FBI director the very next day in front of Congress said that's not true.
Well, I disagree. I talked to people who have been in touch with the FBI, and they were extremely upset that Comey torpedoed the Hillary Clinton email investigation, and there was a real morale problem. Obviously, at the headquarters might be different, but the people out in the field are feeling the effects of a director that seemed to have politicized the agency under Obama.
I promised our listeners we get to North Korea, so this latest launch, high altitude, long flight time, 30 minutes, how problematic is it for us?
Yeah, this is a new intermediate range missile. That means the intermediate, we don't know the exact range, but the intermediate range could be up to 3,400 miles. That's enough for North Korea to strike Alaska and clearly enough to reach Guam, which is a major U.S. military hub in the Pacific. The high altitude appears to have been designed, according to Pentagon officials, to test a reentry vehicle. The intense heat that comes on the nose cone of a warhead that reenters the atmosphere. So that's clearly a step in the direction of building a long-range nuclear missile.
Bill, we'll follow you at the Washington Free Beacon. Thanks so much for your time. It's always great to talk with you.
Thank you.
Take care. Bill Gertz joining us here on WLS.